Amateur Quest, and these are the top business headlines on CNN. The Dow Jones closed more than 1,000 points up one day after it suffered its largest drop ever. Stocks jumped as the White House announced it's seeking a $1 trillion economic spending package. The US Federal Reserve is injecting another $500 billion into the economy. The move is aimed at calming market volatility and helping companies that are struggling to get short-term funding amid the outbreak. The US Treasury Secretary says the Trump administration is working to send checks directly to Americans within the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin also says taxpayers could defer some payments for the IRS for 90 days. Two of the world's biggest automakers say they are temporarily halting production in Europe because of the pandemic. Volkswagen is stopping work at its European factories for at least 2 weeks. Ford says it plans to shut down all its European plants by Thursday. Airlines are suffering. The International Air Transport Association, better known as IATA, says they'll need up to $200 billion to come back from the damage done by the virus. And United Airlines, in a letter to the US Congress, calls the pandemic's financial fallout worse than the 9/11 attacks. You're up to date. Those are the top business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in New York.